Dave Mercer.
I'm Matt Pangrack.
Welcome to the Cully Weekly Sport Fishing Debate Show. And this week we're going to talk about Tucker Smith. And the question is, Tucker Smith, we can already decide he's a future superstar of this sport. Keep our cull hanger.
Well, if you look at the statistics based on what Tucker Smith has done in his young career and then compare them to three anglers who also excelled at a very young age and look at where they are in the sport, I think it's undeniable to say that Tucker Smith is a future superstar. I compared what he had done versus what Wheeler, Polinick, and Jordan Lee had done roughly around the same age. And it's arguable that Tucker Smith has done as much, if not more, than those anglers already. You're talking three high school national championships, three in
consecutively,
massive fields,
I believe.
Consecutively, a striking Bassmaster, college bass national championship, team of the year. And don't forget, he won $1 million with Logan Parks last year on Table Rock Lake and Johnny Morris's U.S. Open. The kid, I don't think he's even 21 years old. And he has a resume that usually takes years to acquire that many wins. And he's just getting started. I mean, you look at like a Wheeler had the All-American in the Forest Wood Cup than that. Polinick came through the Bass Nation and some of the wins that he had. Jordan Lee through the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series and what he did in the Classic and the wins. I mean, it's pretty shocking to see what this guy's accomplished at a young age, and it's fishing, so they don't know how old you are. And if you're looking at the weights he's putting up in these tournaments and the fields that he's beating, there's no reason to believe that it's not going to continue at the Open, Elite Series, Classic, BPT, whatever he decides to do level in the next 3 to 5 years.
Yeah, it's amazing what he's done, whether he's with Logan Parks or Hayden Marbot, who he just won with. Tucker Smith is a player, and I don't think it's a fair comparison when you compare it to Wheeler, Polinick, and Jordan Lee in the way, because literally Jordan Lee was probably the only one of those that kind of really benefited from collegiate fishing. And at the time, it was so early on, you know, there was not high school that we see in the collegiate setup that we see, but man, I got to agree with you. I mean, what he's accomplished is amazing. And the, you know, I keep going back to who endorsed him initially. I mean, the first time I ever heard about Tucker Smith was from Aaron Martins. Aaron Martins didn't, you know, to get praise from him. I mean, he was always kind to everybody, but for him to go out of his way and say, listen, there's this kid coming, you got to watch him, Tucker Smith. And man, I can't say Aaron was wrong, because to do what he's done is truly amazing. I mean, he's had some issues, though. Do they come into
controversy?
Does that play here? Or
obviously he had an issue at the first Bassmaster Open of the year on Lake Eufaula. One of his day's weights was disqualified, but I don't know him personally, but from the other people that I've talked to around, he is a extremely gifted and talented angler. So I'm all about anglers. I'm all about the angler's rights. I think you have to take it for what it is. And until you have reason to believe otherwise, I mean, this dude is, I think he's going to be on a national stage at the top level sooner rather than later, cashing checks and winning tournaments.
And I've talked to a lot of the camera guys who have covered him. Obviously Jake covered him in this last victory and has covered him a few times before. And he said, watching that team compete, he was like, and this is somebody who has watched Jason Christie win the Bassmaster. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's seen everybody from Van Dam to you name it. He's covered a good chunk of them. He's like, man, they're so light years ahead. He said, when I'm covering them, I feel like the way they're making decisions and as quick as they're making, it's like they're on the Elite Series. And they shouldn't be like that at that age. You know, realistically, I mean, you fish, it's not, I mean, you go play football with somebody who, you know, is at a collegiate level, and they're going to stand out as different than somebody that plays in the NFL, golf, everything. But for Jake to give them that kind of praise, to me, really stands out, because I mean, he's seen it, and it's really easy to kind of snow people, you know, with results. But if he hasn't seen anything stand out, that like everything he says, he's like, I'm telling you, these guys are legit. And man, their resume is ridiculous. Like
it is. It'll be interesting to see how he takes what happened earlier this year, the social media fallout from it, kind of the backlash from it. And if he takes that and turns it into a learning lesson, it obviously hasn't affected his performance on the water, as we saw what he just did in the college national championship. But you could almost argue that after what he went through earlier this year, deserved or undeserved, it was a learning lesson. He learned how to deal with being a public figure in the social media world, with all the feedback, with all the instant feedback from fans, and take it and actually learn from it and be even mentally stronger from it.
Yeah, which is amazing to me to have not that didn't even cause him a speed bump. It feels like. You know what I mean? Like you would think that there would be, I mean, a young angler, you'd think that that would affect you, but it didn't affect him. He's continued to catch him. There's no sign of him. I mean, until he stumbles, I mean, dude, like he won 3 high school championships in a row, went up to the collegiate level. I think he's been in college 2 years, won team of the year, and now he's won another national championship. So
And a million dollars.
And a million freaking dollars. Damn it. I wish I was Tucker Smith.
It's That's what I'm saying. If he keeps his pace up, he has to be a superstar.
Yeah. It's wild. It's wild. Does he make the Classic this year? I mean, he's got a shot to make the Classic too, on top of that.
Yeah, on the thriving fishery in Kansas known as Milford. I'll tell you what, I fished a Bass Nation on Milford. I caught like 4 fish in 3 days, and I finished in the top 20. That'll tell you enough.
Okay. Bonus round. Does that make a tournament harder or easier to compete in when you go to a stingy fishery like that?
Much easier, because you're always in it. You're always one bite away, whether it's a lucky bite, whether you're on something and you have to grind it out. But yeah, I mean, you get behind on a slugfest and you're screwed. You get behind on a stingy fishery and you're always one decision, one bite away from being right back in it.
Well, here's what I'll say. Dude, how cool is our freaking sport that we're having this conversation? We're literally talking about a kid, and we know what he did in high school, and we know what he's doing in college. And we're pontificating. That's the word. Excellent. Thank you. You're a great partner. We are pontificating. I still didn't say it right, I don't think, on his future. Dude, 10 years ago, if you'd have said to somebody, one day there'll be a fishing talk show that talks about high school accomplishments and talks about college accomplishments, because previous to this, literally the only college accomplishment you hear people talk about is he made the Classic or he made the Red Crest.
Well, I mean, you do have 2-time Open champ Joey Nania, who's in contention to make the Elite Series. He was a junior champion, as well as Bradley Roy was a Bassmaster junior champion too.
Yeah.
So there are a couple, but it wasn't, you haven't been able to follow that stair step process all the way up from, you know, 12 years old up until, I mean, dude, his next step is, I would assume, the Bassmaster Opens and then the Bassmaster Elite Series.
It'll be fun to watch. Let us know what you think. Tucker Smith is a bit shoot.
Future superstar.
There you go.
Keeper called Tucker Smith, future superstar of professional bass fishing.
Ditto.
You're keeping it?
No, I'm keeping it. I think he is. I mean, I think he's, until he stops catching him, he's a, how can you argue?
You can't argue with it. If you look at the stats, you can't argue with it. I'll keep it too.
And that whole group, dude, I mean, you can't just give it to Tucker. I mean, Logan Parks obviously accomplished
having a heck of a year.
Hayden Marbot. I mean, there's some scary, scary cats coming. So you better get out there and get catching them, folks. Let us know. I don't know why I said that. It didn't. I'm bad at ending.
I feel like that was directed at me.
I would never. But I mean, I could see how you would feel like that, but I would never, ever. I didn't mean that. I just meant that they're good. You let us know what you think. Keep our call. We're idiots.